Take your Bible and turn them, if you would, please, to Romans chapter 4, verse number 2. Romans chapter 4, verse number 2. And we're talking about Abraham here. Abraham was in the Old Testament. The Old Testament has 4,000 years of time in it. In spite of what you've been told, in spite of what you think, the Old Testament is not, when you mention the Old Testament, most think, well, that's the law. You got Adam. Y'all remember him? Adam and Eve. Y'all good? Y'all with me? All right. You got Adam. And then you come all the way up 2,000 years and you got Abraham. Y'all still with me? Abraham was the first Jew. So at 2,000 year point, actually 1948 to be exact. But anyway, give or take. All right. And it's kind of coincidental, if you believe in coincidences, I don't. The Jews became a nation in 1948. Did y'all catch that? Anyway, all right. 1948 or 2,000 years from Adam, you got Abraham. His name was Abram. They changed it to Abraham. God did, because he said you're going to be a father of many nations. Like 400 something years after that, we get Moses. You see, Moses was caught up in this whole kill the baby thing. But guess what? They didn't get Moses. Matter of fact, they, the murderers, had to pay Moses' mama to raise him. Go back and read it close. So you may have to read it three or four times. But go back. The system that killed the babies actually hired Moses' mother to raise her child with unlimited expense account. That's God. Focus on that. Today, just for the next few minutes, today. Focus on that. All right, then we move 400 something years later. We'll call it 500 to keep it simple. We have Moses. And so that's 25. Have you done the math? That's 2,500 years from Adam. Are y'all with me? There's 4,000 years in the Old Testament. We still don't have the law yet. So how many more years? There's 4,000 years in the Old Testament, and it's 2,500 years from Adam to Moses. How many years is left in the Old Testament? 1,500. All right. I heard somebody that didn't do Common Core. You can add and subtract. All right. So there's 1,500 years. So out of the 4,000 years in the Old Testament, only 1,500 years of those were under the law of Moses. Are you with me? All right. And then we're in the New Testament now, the New Covenant. So don't fall into the myth that the whole Old Testament is under the law, because it is not. Actually, only 1,500 years of the entire Bible is under the law. Are y'all with me? So now let's talk about the father of our faith. For if Abraham were justified by works, there's this big conversation against the Jews and the Gentiles, and everybody just wants to work their way to heaven. It started with Adam and Eve. They sinned, and they went and got them some fig leaves. Everybody wants to work their way to heaven. Amen. It's our religious nature. How in God's name are you going to do that? I can't even order fast food. How am I going to work my way to heaven? Can I get an amen? How am I going to get, Miss Merlene, how am I going to get good enough to get into heaven? I won't even have the right hamburger when I get there. I'm going to say, this is it. Okay, this is all they gave me. You get into heaven like Abraham did. All right? For if Abraham were justified by works, you see that? If he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. If Abraham thought he could get into heaven by his works, he could tell everybody how wonderful he is, but really he couldn't tell God that. That's what that says. Are y'all with me? And God's the one that we're going to talk to in the end. So I'm not going to be talking to Deb and Pop, because they love me. They say, oh, just come on in with your poor hamburger, okay? Just bring it on in here. It's all good. That's not the way. God don't work on that program. He don't have that program. All right, let's see what verse 3 has to say. Y'all with me? Everybody follow me so far? All right. For what saith the Scripture? Wow, what a new concept. Let's see what the Bible has to say. Let me say that again. Wow, what a new concept. Let's see what the Bible has to say. I have found out, Miss Debbie, that very few people, first of all, know what it says. Second of all, when you read them what it says, they don't like it. They really love this whole Jesus hippie thing. There's not a Jew on earth with straight hair unless he went to the barbershop and got it straightened. This long hair with sandals, and I'm okay with that, okay? Pop, you want to grow your hair back out, that's fine, but it's a lot of trouble. It is hot, too, in the summertime. All right, anyway, and sandals and just walking around just with nothing to eat. That's a picture of Jesus. Hey, He couldn't order fast food either, all right? Anyway, that just kind of was a revelation, all right? For what saith the Scripture? What does the Bible say? Let's check it. What did Abraham do? And what happened? Then what happened? Come on, y'all are doing good. Don't fall off with your hamburger. Come on. Abraham believed God. Then what happened? See, you got to count. Who did the counting? God. Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for what? Something he did not have. He had not been circumcised yet, which is the covenant of the Jew. He had not been circumcised yet. Because you can get circumcised if you want to, all kind of which ways, whichever way you want to get it done. But until you believe God, you won't have no righteousness. Are y'all with me? Now, the reason I say circumcision is a sign of the Jew, a covenant sign of the Jew. And the whole, I mean, there's this big argument in Galatians, the whole book of Galatians about it. All through the Scripture in the Acts of the Apostles, they're arguing. Because we love to argue over something that we've got done that you don't have done. I'd lots rather talk about Crystal Boyette's sin than I had mine. Come on, talk to me, somebody. I'd lots rather talk about Micah's sin than I had mine. Do y'all know what forgiveness is? Evidently not. All right. And I said this. I said, listen carefully. Because, see, I'm easy to forgive people. I won't ever forgive what they do to me, but I forgive you because I have to be anointed to preach the Word of God. If I don't forgive, Angela, my light shuts off and I don't have no idea what this is. It becomes a whole mystery. So I'm easy to forgive people. So you know what Hilton God said to me one day? Because I told God that. I told him. Big day, he didn't know. So I told him, I said, God, you know me. I just forgive people and go on my life. He said, yeah, you do. He said, it's easy to forgive people that you don't even like. No way. Let me say that again. All right. It's easy to forgive people that you don't like anyway. Have any of y'all ever plowed a Shetland pony? I just hit a stump in the... It's easy to forgive. I'm going to stay right here till we get it. All right. I'm done down to 9 minutes and 53 seconds, but, you know, I can't go further. All right. It's easy to forgive people, Micah, that you don't like anyway. Oh, y'all just ain't going to get on this train, baby. Y'all ain't buying no ticket on this train.
Amen.
Yeah. Why? Because you don't like them, so you don't want to forgive them. Heathen sinners. And said something about your mom. I might well move on. Lord, you have them. Jesus, have them. But to him that worketh not. I don't know how much clearer this can get. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly. Y'all got that? You ain't going to get good enough. Your fig leaves won't do. Your burger from the fast food place, even if you drive to Jackson Chick-fil-A, it ain't going to get you in, baby. Jesus ain't hungry. They make streets out of gold in heaven. He's not hungry, all right? He don't like fast food, no way. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Thank you, God. I don't know about you. But I'm just glad I'm saved today. Amen. The apostles went out on a mission trip, come back, told Jesus, like he didn't know, Pop. Said, you know what, Jesus? We've been caught casting devils out, bless God, left and right. We done kicked their ends. Hey, go! He said, what you really need to be shouting about is that your name's written in the book of life.
Amen.
Don't get overexcited about how wonderful you are until you figure out how wonderful Jesus is first. Can I get an amen on that? Y'all like that, don't you? Y'all like that? Okay, we'll just stay on that for a little while. All right, let's see here. But to him that worketh not, comma. That means hold it right there. Think about that. All right? But believeth on. So here's the flip side of that coin. You got to believe. You just got to believe. I don't care what dispensation. I don't care what page in the Bible you're born in. The only one way to heaven is to believe in God. Amen. Can I get an amen on that? All right. Y'all going to stay with me? Now, I said all that to say this. Our faith will move mountains. We don't have time to read all these verses, but I suggest you read the whole book of Romans, especially chapter 4. Go to verse 12. Verse 12, same chapter. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, in other words, Jews and Gentiles, but who also, it's a covenant thing. If you don't completely understand what I just said, just text me and I'll explain it to you. But whoso also walked in the steps of that faith that believes in God for righteousness, because there's a lot of that faiths. You understand what I'm saying? There's that faith in fear. That's another whole religion in itself that we all have across denominational boards and walls and whatever. Fear is faith in something bad's going to happen. You just know. It's easy, Tanya, for us to believe, dear God, something bad's about to happen. We don't know what it is. It's called fear. Can I get an amen? So that's a faith. That's a faith system. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Well, you need to throw that aside. But who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had being yet circumcised. He wasn't circumcised. He wasn't in the physical covenant of God. Religious covenant. I don't like that word, but that's the only way I know how to explain it. But he had faith. James Dunn, he had faith in God yet. He didn't have that outwardly stuff going on yet. You understand what I'm saying? But he had faith in God, which hooked him up with God. And God said, now I want you to do this so everybody else will know about it. Are y'all with? Kind of like getting baptized. Does anybody know why you get baptized in a Christian church? It's an expression of your faith, death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ. Okay? And so it won't help you get to heaven. It won't help you get any more saved than you are. But it lets everybody else know, I'm not ashamed of Jesus. All right? Don't have time to explain all that today. Go to verse 13. Are y'all with me? For the promise of that faith that he should be, watch it now. I don't have time to turn there, but Galatians chapter 3, it says that we're heirs and Abraham is our spiritual father. All right? And that's Galatians. I don't know what I said, but it's Galatians 3. You need to read that. All right. For the promise of that faith, in verse 12, that he should be the heir of the world, was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law. Okay? Didn't come through the law of Moses later, but through righteousness by faith. Oh, did I give y'all a title today? I may have forgot it. The world is mine. The world is ours. What does it say? Psalms 2:8 says, ask of me and I'll give you the nations and I'll give you everybody to the uttermost parts. Are y'all with me? Psalm 2:8, ask of me. Now what? Let's go back and read this again. For the promise that he should be the heir of what? See, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. You need to understand that when we die, we're in the presence of God. To be absent from the body, we're instantly in the presence of God. But when it's all over, said and done, and Jesus Christ, after the tribulation period, we're going to get caught away. Tribulation period, 7 years to do with Israel and the nations and the Antichrist. Then we come back in Revelation chapter 19, and we're riding white horses with Jesus. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords, takes over the whole earth and rules and reigns for 1,000 years. He's going to redo this thing that we messed up, all right? He's going to redo it. And see, we're not only going to have heaven, we're going to have the earth too. Some people seem to get that confused that God's just going to throw this away. God don't throw anything away. Okay, he's in the recycling business. Can I get an amen? Aren't you glad? Okay, the earth is ours, so the world is ours. So by faith, we shouldn't be just struggling through the best we can. We should be victorious because I've done preached already this year. Our verse for the year is Romans 8:31. If God be for us, then who can be against us? And then it goes on in verse 37 of Romans chapter 8. Says we are more. How can you be more than a conqueror? If you win the Super Bowl, is it today? Okay, anyway, if you win tonight, the guys with the rings, they conquered. How many games they play? 14, 15 games probably? It doesn't matter, but that's close. That means they won, beat those teams, Pop, and they made it to the Super Bowl. Bible says that we didn't just win, RB. We're more than conquerors, Romans 8:37. How are you more than conquerors? Well, you have the faith of God. It's a spiritual thing. Don't know if I can explain it to you, but I know the Bible says it, so I believe it. So I'm not going to let the world beat me down and beat all the faith out of me by watching all the negativity that's happening, because Paul told us right before Rome cut his head off, Paul said, in the last days, 2 Timothy chapter 3, in the last days there shall be perilous times. You know what the word perilous means in the Greek? It means savage. Savage. Unfortunately, we have a bunch of savages in government in this country. Savages. Savages. If you'll kill a baby, there is no limit to what you will do. But it says through the law, we can't brag about the law. It's a promise of faith. But through the righteousness of faith. Everybody just take a deep breath. Now drop down to verse 17. Thank God for the faith that God put in me to believe Him. You know how I got saved? Holy Spirit convicted me, said, you're going to hell. You know what happened next? He put faith in me, Donnie, that I didn't have. You know what happened then? I responded, and somewhere between the third pew and the altar in that old building out there 37 years ago, actually this past Thursday, between the third pew and there, I put my faith in Jesus Christ. I don't remember exactly what I said that day. I don't remember what I prayed that day. I know I wasn't there, Wayne, long enough to confess all my sins. I done committed so many sins I couldn't remember all of them, just in a short period of time, matter of fact. You're probably that day. You understand what I'm saying? But I do know that I put my faith in Jesus Christ. He said, I got this. That's like a phrase right now. You got this? Well, actually, you don't got it. God's got it. I hate to really bust your, throw a blanket or whatever that is. God's once got it. Can I get an amen? Thank God, Mr. Tate, He got me that day. He got me. I became His. Now, notice this. Notice this. Please notice this with me. How would you like to be more than a conqueror? Can I get an amen? Well, I'm going to give you a starting place today. As it is written, verse 17, I have made thee, talking to Abraham. God's talking directly to Abraham. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Now, Abraham hasn't had a baby yet. He can't have a baby. He's done too past. We're not going to read it, but he's done way past the age. His wife's way past the age. He said, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. God can do anything He wants to do. He don't even have to ask you first, all right? And so, before him whom he believed, even God who quicketh the dead, he said, Abraham, I can make you alive again. He said, I can make you and Sarah's equipment work again and y'all can have a baby. Okay, I can do that. I made it to start with. I created the process that you go through that stops you from having babies. You understand what I'm saying? So I could just whoop, resurrect that again and make it happen because that's what I'm going to do. I just need you to believe me. Notice what God did. Notice what God did. You with me? The last phrase of this, last verse. Well, I'm actually going to read one more verse. Because God calleth those things that be not. Isaac wasn't here yet. When this, you with me? Are you with me? He calls those things that be not as though they were. Amen. Did y'all get that? He calls those things that be not as though they were. He called Isaac out of Sarah's womb before he was ever even in her womb. Can I? Go to Proverbs 18:21, I believe. Most of the time this verse is quoted, we quote it wrong. We usually say the power of life and death is in the tongue. That's actually not what the Bible says. It says, are y'all with me? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Whenever you call the cats up to your house to feed them, do you call giraffes or do you call cats? Or you go, kitty, 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 okay? Don't tell her, but Miss Carrie thinks I do that every time I go feed her cats. Actually, I don't. I just put it out. Stupid things want to eat it, they can. I mean, they ain't really smart cats. I mean, they just ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? They ain't. I mean, they're just cats. All right? Actually, most of them have left, gone over to the store, to the junkyard, and they love living over at the junkyard rather than the house where I feed them. I put feed out, and the possums and coons eat it. I actually feed the armadillos, like raising armadillos. I don't... Anyway, the cats don't like cat food. They'd rather go over there and eat scraps at the junkyard. That's a blessing to me, but don't tell Miss Carrie I said that. All right, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So what does that mean, Brother Scott? It means exactly what it says. Sarah's womb was dead. Jessica, she couldn't bear children no more. She had done gone past, menopause? Is that what it is? All right, she had done gone past that. Deb, she couldn't have babies no more. Now, in some cases, Mickey, that's a tremendous blessing. You understand what I'm talking about? I mean, that's really a blessing. Some of the people I know, God bless them, all right? Are y'all with me? Y'all can say amen right there. You know they live on your street, too. Don't act like y'all so wonderful, all right? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Because the children they had, thank God they're in prison right now, okay? You on the calendar wondering, come on, talk to me a little bit. Talk to me. I'm about through. But I got to make my point. You know me, preaching to me is like having a baby. I'm not going to leave till I have it. I'm not carrying no baby, no 53 weeks or whatever that was Wednesday night we prayed for. Like, I mean, dear God. They need to do something in that situation. All right, death, I'm telling you the truth. You need to come to this church. There's some stuff happens around here, okay? All right? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So how do I know, Brother Scotty? God told Abraham, he said, I'll give you what you can see, Abraham. He said, all this land you can see, he said, I'll give it to you. He told Joshua, he said, when you go in and march around the city, you know how Joshua spent all his life walking? He said, I'll give you everywhere you can stand. Jesus told us in Mark chapter 11, 22, 23, 24, he said, I'll give you everything you can say. He said, if you can say it, I'll give it to you. Is that not what he said? Do I need to turn around and read it? How many times have I read it here? He said, if you can say it, I'll give it to you. Solomon said in Proverbs probably 24, verse 7. You don't have to turn there. But he said, that's pretty close, all right? As a man thinketh, Joe, as a man thinketh, so is he. Is that not what it says? As a man thinketh, so is he. So my goal today and my challenge to you today is I want to get my words. I want to get my mind and my mouth at one with one another. So how do I know if I'm not doing that? What did you talk about this morning with the church? Please, God, don't answer. What did you talk about last night? What did you talk about last Friday? Just ask yourself that. What am I talking about? I wanna get what I see and what I say, Matthew. And I want this, Micah. Are y'all with me? Oh, I want to learn this so my lips will say this. When stuff comes against me, you understand what I'm saying? And I'm trying to have that baby, but it won't even conceive yet because I'm thinking one thing and I'm saying something else. Y'all understand what I'm saying? It don't work that way. James said we shouldn't have blessing and cursing coming out of the same. It don't work that way. You don't get sour water and good water out of the same fountain. You understand what I'm saying? So death and life, which one are you going to choose? Which one are you going to talk about? I want to get my thoughts and my tongue on the same page. I want to get what I see up here, down here, and say what I see, because the last thing I saw was the Word of God. Are y'all with me? How do I do that? Well, you put enough of this up here that eventually that's what comes out here, because you eventually it trickles down to here. It's kind of like trickle-down economics that actually do work, by the way. So no, they don't. Have you ever worked for a broke man? Have you ever worked for a person that has less money than you? If you do, you're still trying to get them to pay you. Can I get an amen? Amen. Okay. So we don't have trickle-down economics. We don't have no jobs. That's just kind of the way that works. I don't work for people that got less money than me. And that, anyway, right now I pretty much work for everybody. All right? That being said. All right. Death and life are in the power of what? Come on. I got to see it. And I got to say it. They both got to be one, Angela. They both got to be one. The world is ours. And the only way we're going to take it, the only way we're going to claim it, is to see the Word of God and say, this is what God said. I don't care what them folks doing up yonder. I'm just telling you what God said. Because God can do this. He's already done it before. They tried to kill Jesus, killed all the babies. Tried to kill Moses, killed all the babies. And they put so much trouble on them, the Pharaoh did in Egypt, that they had so many, they multiplied so much, Jessica. They multiplied so much, so they started trying to kill some of them. But the more of them they killed, the more of them came. You can't do away with God's people. It's done been tried. They're still trying. But you cannot do away with us. We here. Welcome to the party, baby. We're here. We're not going anywhere. If you don't like us, you can move.
That's right. Amen.
Me and Carrie had the flu when Jamie had a cardiac arrest. And we couldn't go to the hospital and sit with Deb. When we got over the flu, we went down there. Her and Angie was there. There was nobody in the waiting room. True story. So I get down and said, how's things going? Deb said, well, first of all, preacher, we had to run the devil out of here just to get all that straightened out while we got us plenty of room in here. See, Jamie's supposed to be dead. But Deb and Pop chose to say she's not going to die, she's going to live. But them other folks in there saying, baby, we're sorry. Sometimes, you know, it's God's will for them to die and all that. Unless God's told you that, don't be putting words in God's mouth, because this says it ain't. You, are y'all with me? Sometimes you got to throw the devil out. That's what Jesus did, so I don't hurt nobody's feelings. Well, that's awful funny. Y'all hurt mine every week. So, dear God, you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. You video whooping folks at Walmart. You don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but on Facebook. And I just put on, if these people go to my church, don't worry about it. I got it, but I really don't got it, okay? They got me. God help you. All right? Are y'all with me? Jesus went to the man's house and told him they were just crying. Oh, God, he's dead. Jesus said, she ain't dead. He had to throw them out. It's in the Bible. He threw them out of their own house. So I suggest if Jesus comes there and throws you out of your house, just get your pillow and go outside and sit down in the yard. Just let him have it. He can do more with it than you can. Can I get an amen? Amen. So if you come by this afternoon and I'm driving and I'm sitting out in the yard, I'm okay. All right, just blow the horn like everybody else does. People blow the horn, Carrie says, who is that? I said, I have no idea, but apparently they all know me, all right? So, I mean, it's just a constant. You know, so you need to think before you build a house on Highway 19, I'm just telling you. Because if you leave Kansas City, Kansas City going to Destin, Florida, guess what? If you know how to read a map, which thank God most don't, you will come by my house. And blow the horn at me. How y'all doing, baby? I especially love them Jake brakes on them 18-wheelers. And that air horn by 3 o'clock in the morning because they know I'm up, all right? I'm trying to sleep now. I'm changing my life. I've actually slept 4 hours last night. So I'm doing, if I'd have slept 6, we'd preach another hour. But, I got to rest a little bit. The world is ours, people. We just need to take it by faith and trust God to work a miracle. He still does. Brooks done read us one this morning. Folks we praying for. God touched them. Not even supposed to be here. Had a baby and a brain tumor all at the same time. God's got it. He's the one got it. Everything I thought I had, I don't know where, I'm still looking for it. You understand what I'm saying? You ever tried to catch a tomcat that got in your house that was crazy? You can't, okay? I'm just going to leave it at that. That's why I wear, Mickey says, I don't know why you wear long sleeves. But if you see all the scratches on me from trying to catch a stupid cat, you'd know why I wear long sleeves, all right? Death and life in the power of tongue. The world's ours. We're just going to do like Abraham and believe it anyway. His name meant father, and they laughed at him because they were big on names. The Hebrews knew what that name meant. And they said, that crazy old man, bless God, he ain't able to take Sarah out on a date where a baby, they're going to have to go borrow a baby somewhere. They sure ain't going to make one. You understand what I'm saying? I really need to have a class on that because I don't think some of y'all know how that works, okay? I get these funny looks when I mention that, all right? Speak it. Think it, talk it. Think it, talk it. Think it, talk it. Think it, talk it. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Everyone standing through their feet all over the building.